Every day, a conversation is taking place inside your mind. One voice points out mistakes, magnifies failures, and questions your abilities. The other voice challenges you to grow, learn, and keep moving forward. The question is, which voice is leading your life? Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Walkie Leader Podcast. I'm your host, David Guetta, and I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Whether you're walking, driving, working, or simply taking a moment for yourself, I appreciate you lending me your ears. The Walkie Leader Podcast is where we talk about something that matters to every person who wants to grow, every person who wants to make an impact, every person who wants to lead, and that is start with yourselves. Alrighty, so in this episode, this podcast, we talk about self-leadership as always, because leadership begins with the individual. It begins with you, and self-leadership begins with the daily decisions we make, especially when no one is watching. And on this episode, we are talking about the inner critic versus the inner coach, and who's leading you? So with that being said, let's get going. Question, have you ever made a mistake and immediately started to criticize yourself? Maybe you said things like, I'm not good enough. I always mess things up. Who am I kidding? Everyone else has it figured out but me. Now, imagine if a friend came to you and with the exact same situation, would you speak to them the same way? Probably not. Definitely not. So today we're going to talk about the two voices that live inside every one of us, the inner critic and the inner coach. And more importantly, who is leading who? Because self-leadership begins with learning how to lead yourself. Before you attempt to lead anyone else, you definitely need to know, is it the inner critic or is it the inner coach? Let's find out. So what is the inner critic? Now, the inner critic is that internal voice that judges, blames, magnifies mistakes, predicts failures, focuses on weakness. Now, the inner critic often disguises itself as protection. It says things like, don't try, you might fail. Don't speak up, you might look foolish. Don't apply, you probably won't get it. What's the problem? The problem is protection becomes paralysis. Protection becomes paralysis. Now, behavioral scientists often refer to the concept of called negativity bias. And our brains naturally pay more attention to threats, failures, and mistakes than they do to successes. See, thousands of years ago, this helped humans survive. Today, well, that keeps us stuck. See, one criticism can outweigh 10 compliments in a heartbeat. One failure can overshadow a dozen successes, again, in a heartbeat. So your inner critic feeds on this natural tendency. But leaders who are controlled by their inner critic, often avoid risk. They delay decisions. They seek constant validation. They fear making mistakes. And of course, they struggle with confidence. And so what happens is they defer to others. And then so others see them as like, well, this person cannot make a decision, good or bad. And so again, now the others start seeing them as ineffective, as being combat ineffective, lacking the confidence and mistake prone because they're afraid of making mistakes. It's what happens? They make mistakes. And of course, they blame others. So leaders who are controlled by that inner critic, well, you got some work to do. We all have some work to do. Now let's meet the inner coach. What is the inner coach? The inner coach is not blind optimism. The inner coach does not ignore mistakes. Instead, the inner coach will ask, what happened? What did I learn? What can I improve? What's my next step? See, the inner coach is focused on growth, not punishment. And the difference here is while the inner critic says, I failed, the inner coach says, that attempt failed. What can I learn from it? See, the inner critic attacks identity. The inner coach develops capability. Psychologist Dr. Carol Dweck's work on growth mindset suggests that people who view abilities as developable or capable of being developed are more resilient and persistent. The inner coach embodies a growth mindset. Mistakes become information, failure becomes feedback, and challenges become growth opportunities. See how that works? So self-leaders guided by their inner coach will recover faster from setbacks, learn continuously, take calculated risk, build resilience, and maintain perspective during adversity. Again, let's rehash that. Self-leaders guided by their inner coach recover faster from setbacks, learn continuously, take calibrated and calculated risks. Sorry about that, calculated risk. They build resilience, and of course, they maintain perspective during adversity. That's almost a 180 from that inner critic and what others see. Others will see leaders guided by their inner coach as being more responsible, being able to pivot, turn on a dime, right? Able to recover from setbacks and make better mistakes and not afraid to make them. And if they make them, they take ownership of those. Now we ask the critical question, who is leading who? Most people assume they are leading themselves, but are they? Or are they simply obeying the loudest voice in their head? Think about your last setback and ask yourself, which voice showed up first? Which voice stayed the longest? Which voice influenced your next decision? And because the voice you consistently listen to becomes your leader. So again, let me go back and reflect a little bit here. When I was changing jobs, we all change jobs. We all move on. We want to grow and hopefully take better positions and do new things and exciting things and new adventures. But there's always that learning curve at the beginning. There's always that learning curve at the beginning, and you're going to make mistakes, and it's okay. You're going to make mistakes. Maybe you were at the top of your game at your previous location, your previous career, and now you're back at the beginning again, starting over, and now more people are counting on you, and now the decisions you make are not just going to affect what you're doing at that moment, but they're going to affect others and their development and their growth. So yeah, you're going to make mistakes. And I know I did. I know I did. And it's just one of those things that the negativity did set in at one point. But it got to the point that it was bothering me at night. I'd had trouble going to sleep. Until my inner coach said, hey, Dave, you can't do anything tonight. Deal with it tomorrow. And once I started living that mindset, my issues started slowly going away. I had a better night's sleep because there was nothing I could do from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. And when I got up, hit the ground running, and you're at it again. So yes, that inner critic definitely shows up first. But eventually, with time and recognizing that that critic is always going to be wrong, that critic's not there to help you, that the critic is there to keep you back, it's time to cut loose. And know that that coach is there for you and is going to want more from you, is going to expect more from you, and be the realist and saying, there's nothing you can do between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., so why are you stressing over it? Get a good night's sleep. You'll feel better in the morning, and you'll do better tomorrow. Sure enough, it works. And that's just one little example. Of course, that critic will always sneak in. That critic will always sneak in. But I guarantee you, as long as that coach is around and you recognize, hey, it's time to bring in the coach, your inner coach, will take you down the correct path. Now I'm going to ask you to pause and reflect. Now it's your turn to pause and reflect. And as you're reflecting on something that your inner critic came out, reflect on these questions and listen to these questions. What criticism do you repeat most often to yourself? What criticism do you repeat most often to yourself? Where does that criticism originate? What causes that criticism to begin? And is it helping you grow or is it keeping you stuck? Is that criticism helping you grow or is it keeping you stuck? And if you were coaching someone you cared about, what would you say to them instead? If they came to you with this, oh, this critic, you know, the critical voices are saying this, what would you say to someone you're coaching? And the fifth question, which voice has been leading your decisions lately? Now, these five questions, again, great questions to use in your daily journal to reflect on. Again, here's the questions. Again, what criticism do I repeat most often to myself? Where did that criticism originate? Is it helping me grow or keeping me stuck? If I were coaching someone I cared about, what would I say instead? And which voice has been leading my decisions lately? Keeping it safe or doing it? You know, again, of course, you know, if things don't work out, you take ownership, and people recognize ownership as a good thing. So folks, I encourage you, if you're not already journaling, start journaling. Get that under control, and you're able to go back and reflect on your past, and you start seeing where things go off the rails. And hey, who knows, maybe you'll predict the next time you think you're going off the rails, and because you've written it down, you've documented it, you see the pattern, guess what? No longer you're going off the rails. Now you're staying on course, on track, and things are getting better for you. Again, journaling definitely helps. Now here's a little exercise for you, a little self-leadership tool and exercise you can run anytime, especially whenever you catch your inner critic speaking. So step one, write down the criticism exactly as you hear it in your head. Put it in paper. Put it down. The example might be, I am terrible at public speaking. All right, so write it down. Next, rewrite it as your inner coach. I'm improving my public speaking skills each time I practice. Yeah, we'll take it as a learning tool. So turn that around. You're getting better. Now, the next step, identify one action. I will practice my next presentation for 10 minutes today. So you already know you have another presentation coming. Right? And repeat the process every time. Every time you catch that inner critic talking to you, you hear that little inner critic voice, write it down, write exactly what that inner critic said, how you heard it, rewrite it as your inner coach, and then identify an action. Take action on that. Don't delay, don't hesitate, immediately carry a notebook with you. Again, it's for you, because again, you're working at getting better. So you're rewriting your experience from a critical or critic-based criticism to a coach-based action plan, an action item, something you can do. So again, practice it. It's going to happen. It's going to be out there. Carry something and write it down, and let's work on it. You work on it. Rewrite it as if your inner coach was the one talking to you. Pretty soon, that's all you're going to hear is your inner coach, as long as you stay the course. It'll be hard at first. I get it. It will be hard at first, but you can do it. Again, I want to remind you, your inner critic will always have something to say. It's non-negotiable. It's going to say what it has to say. It's an inner critic. What else do critics do? So the question is not whether it exists. The question is whether it gets to lead you. Now, being the walking leader, understand that self-leadership begins with mastering the conversation happening inside your own mind. You do not need to silence the inner critic completely. We need a little criticism in our lives. How else do we know if, hey, something, we're off track here? But you simply need to make sure that the inner coach has the final word. Take that negativity, rewrite it, turn it into a positive, and go forward. So again, your inner critic will always have something to say. And the question is, don't question it. It exists. It's going to happen. But the big question is whether it gets to lead you. And again, so you do not need to silence the inner critic completely, but you do need to make sure the inner coach has the final word. All right, so here's your action item for this week, what to do for this episode until the next episode. Real simple. Pay attention to your internal conversations. When your inner critic shows up, do not argue with it. Instead, invite your inner coach into the conversation. Write down one criticism you've been carrying and rewrite it as coaching. Take one action towards growth. Again, pay attention to your internal conversations. When your inner critic shows up, do not argue with it. Instead, invite your inner coach into the conversation. Write down one criticism you have been carrying and rewrite it as coaching. Then take one action item towards growth. Because every step you take toward leading yourself better is a step towards becoming the leader others will want to follow. So remember, your inner critic reports the past. Your inner coach builds the future. So again, don't worry about the past. It's already said and done. It's your future that matters most. Build it. And now it's time to close this episode. And of course, as always, if you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with someone, anyone who is ready to level up their self-leadership so they get the support they need. This is to step up, step out, and to eventually step in as leaders. Now, you can help this episode and this mission and my mission here and our mission by leaving a rating or a quick 2 or 3 sentence review on this podcast to help others find the show. Now, the goal is to get more people on their way to leadership greatness by beginning with themselves. And folks, everyone, I also invite you to connect with me on my website, daveguerra.com. If you want deeper tools, strategies, and resources, please check out everything being built there to help support your growth as a leader, as a walking leader. And this is your personal invitation to follow me on social media and share your progress story or how you're shaping your life to be a better self-leader. I really would love to hear from you. So again, I want to thank you for joining me today. I am David Guerra, and this has been episode 341 of the Walking Leader Podcast. And until next time, remember, to break from the crowd, you got to keep walking, keep leading, be intentional. And whether anyone is watching or not, do it anyway. Be a leader. Remember, you are already a leader. The key is to walk your talk every day, and that is exactly how you become the Walking Leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.